Chris Sununu has said broadly that he wants to promote aggressive drug prevention education programs and to expand treatment availability for people struggling with addiction. But this week, Sununu also called for more aggressive penalties and enforcement when it comes to drug trafficking.
We need to send a signal to the drug traffickers that are going to bring these killers into our state, that we are going to take them seriously and they are going to go to jail for long periods of time. We have to look at issues like, do we need minimum sentencing? Are we actually instituting the right penalty?
Sununu's opponent, Democrat Colin Van Ostern, put forward his own plan to combat the opioid crisis earlier this year. Van Ostern's plan includes an emphasis on more prevention and treatment, but also includes a call to make the state's Medicaid expansion permanent, which Sununu has said he opposes. Sununu also called for an immediate ban on a new drug nicknamed Pink that's showing up in the state. It has a similar chemical makeup to fentanyl and is more potent than morphine. The state medical examiner's office reports that at least one person has died from the substance so far this year. In many states, the drug has not yet been classified as an illegal substance. Last month, the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration put out a notice that it planned to classify Pink as a Schedule I drug alongside heroin, but has not yet issued a final order. At this point, state drug czar James Vera says the state is waiting for further action from the federal government before moving forward with action of its own. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.